former head coach of the Washington Capitals, played in two Stanley Cup finals. So he's been there, done that, Hockey Hall of Famer Adam Oates with his son Brady and Walker. Adam, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Really, really good. It's one of those things, that second round, you've been through this and lived through it so many different times. That second round, everyone thinks, well, you get through that first and it's tough sledding. There's lots of upsets and it's smooth sailing. And maybe Pittsburgh's got their groove on now, but nobody's really smoothly sailing through the second round now.
No, I'd have to agree with you. If anything, maybe L.A. until last night, I thought was definitely grooving, because coming back from against San Jose the way they did, they've been on a real high. You know what? Montreal is playing with a lot of confidence, getting through the first round. They win game one against Boston. And last night, I don't know what you guys thought. I thought that was a very, very careful game by both teams. Nobody looked to there wasn't many power plays, and nobody looked to really dominate the game. It was very careful, and Boston pulls it out, and now we got a series.
I got that feeling, too. I thought it was tentative more than it was a classic. It was almost as if Montreal knew that, boy, if they made a mistake, if they didn't make a mistake, they win the series last night, and the Bruins knew that they better not make a mistake or the series is over last night.
Yeah, it definitely had that feeling, I thought. So I expected it kind of in the first period, just because both teams are going to play careful. And then you watch it, and, you know, I think a good indication is there were so many icings. So no one was really carrying it through the neutral zone, making that one pass that kind of got the team going in the zone. Everybody was kind of just a little careful, and the game, if anything, was just a little slow all night long. And then, you know, not too many chances on the goalies. They both looked sharp, and Boston found a way to get it done.
Adam Oates joins us, Hockey Hall of Famer. He will join Hockey Night in Canada's panel tomorrow night for Game 5 of Montreal-Boston. Randy Carlyle, his extension here, Adam, is throwing the city a little topsy-turvy, and I don't mean to ask you about him specifically, but we asked this question all morning. Can a good hockey coach have a bad season, just like a player could? And maybe you describe your year that way in Washington, I don't know, but is that a thing?
I say the answer to that is absolutely yes. I think the business is funky. If you look, one of my last years was in Anaheim, and Mike Babcock, it was his rookie year coaching us, and he's a good coach. I was 40 years old. We ended up getting along great. We go to the Stanley Cup Finals. We lose in Game 7. He had a great year, and the next year they missed the playoffs. So did he all of a sudden become a bad coach? And you know what? The answer is obviously not no. He's a good man. He's a good hockey man. There are some circumstances along the way that help you out. Can guys have off years? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, an injury here, a player there, a situation here and there, all of a sudden you lose points and you get on a bad spiral. I think no question. And that's why I think I actually like what the Toronto brass did yesterday, extending him, because he's proven to be a good hockey coach. And now it tells the fans to be quiet in Toronto. They got a guy, and they're going to stand by him and give him a chance to really improve the team and keep going.
Adam Oates, I guess. Yeah, they are telling them to be quiet. They may not be quiet. You were never a Maple Leaf, but you know the marketplace well enough to know that. And it's the same with any new guy that comes in, any new player. They're not responsible for the prior 47 years of not making a sports final two, but the fans know, and the fans remember it, and the fans will tell you that they haven't, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Toronto, Montreal, all the Canadian cities are the hardest markets, because everybody in the city played the game to a certain level. So when you watch on a night-to-night basis, you see things, and you're frustrated. Well, obviously, management sees them, coaches see them, players see them. And in Toronto, you're more vocal just because so many people play the game. You're not really watching the game as a true fan. You got a little life invested in it because you played the game.
Adam Oates, our guest. What is your desire level? 2 years ago, you're in the Stanley Cup Finals with Pete DeBoer on the bench, and you guys win the conference championship over the Rangers. What's your desire level to dive right back in to coaching? Would you like to be a head coach next year?
Yes, I would. You know what? I really, really enjoyed it. Since I got into coaching in Tampa, Rick Tocchet called me and got me to come down to Tampa with him, and I really enjoyed it. And working with the Devils was fantastic, and working with the Caps was fantastic. I mean, I love it. I love the puzzle. Like you said, you could have an off year. You know, if anything, we had a little bit of an off year this year. We had a couple guys hurt. Things didn't quite go the way we planned, But do I love coaching? Yeah. And would I welcome another opportunity? Yeah, if it made sense, for sure.
Adam Oates, Hockey Hall of Famer. He'll be on the panel tomorrow night on CBC. George McPhee was on with Hockey Central with Nick Kiprios, Doug McLean, Darren Millard last week. And he said even in September of this year, Adam, he didn't feel he'd be back. He knew it was the last year of his contract. Your conversations are private, and I respect that. Was that difficult at all? Did that transfer over anything that you were trying to do? Because George did say, knowing that, I probably did things I wouldn't have done otherwise, and I didn't do things maybe I should have. Does a GM being on a really short leash impact the head coach? How could it not, right?
Well, you know what? If it was, he never showed it to me.
Yeah.
You know what? We all do our best. I did my best. He did his best. I'm sure in hindsight, he probably wishes he did things different. Same for myself. There's always situations that you think of. And you know what? If he was feeling that way, he never showed it to me.